Well, Jimmy Buffett came from Pascagoula, Mississippi. That's where he was born and grew up in Mobile. I was born up in the northeast corner of the state, sort of the buckle of the Bible Belt, whereas he was from what he called the fun part of Mississippi, down close to the salt water, and he was right about that. My hometown, Belmont, Mississippi, up in the northeast corner, there were about 900 people there when I was born. One traffic light, one wild girl, one yellow page. They don't even do yellow pages anymore, but we had one. Traffic light is gone. We have a four-way stop now. We figured out some people were getting to fly through town and never even tap the brakes, so we fixed that. The girl is still there. Overworked, but in generally good spirits. But. And in North Mississippi, we blame everything generally on the devil and specifically on New Orleans. They got stories to back it up. They'll talk about a preacher going down there to a conference and just going off like a Roman candle and never coming home. We don't know if that's what happened, but we knew he never came home. So I grew up with a pretty bad opinion of the city of New Orleans until I ran into this Jimmy Buffett guy from the fun part of Mississippi, and he took me down there. Showed me some places to listen to music and a lot of places to eat, and pointed out within less than 24 hours that I had a seriously incorrect opinion of the city of New Orleans. And I'm grateful to him for that, and I wrote this song as a written apology to the city of New Orleans for what I incorrectly thought until I was 19 years old. Matter of fact, probably half of the songs of mine that I'm going to play for you this evening are actually a written apology for something I turned out to be totally wrong about. That's one of the ways you can write songs. It works that way sometimes. This particular one is a list of good things that you can blame on New Orleans. And Eric gets to play some pots and pans on it. It's pretty fun.